Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Today, join us as we take a trip out west to the beautiful city of Wheaton. Hang out with us, and we'll show you why Wheaton should be your hometown. Sponsored by McDonald's.
Yeah, I'm enjoying one of their chicken sandwiches here. I've got to now clear my plate, and let's talk to Bridget DiMarzo, the director of quality and patient safety at Northwestern Medicine's Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital, which is in Wheaton, I hear. Thanks for joining us today. How are you, Bridget?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
Tell us about Marion Joy. I know that name, and I know somewhat about you all. You're one of the biggest employers in that town, but also one of the biggest rehabilitation facilities in the state, if I'm not mistaken.
You are right. Yes, Marion Joy is one of those hidden gems in the Wheaton community that once you start talking to your friends and neighbors, almost everybody has a connection to Marion Joy, but not everybody knows what we do. So we actually opened in 1972, and Marion Joy was originally founded by the Wheaton Franciscan Sisters, but since 2016 has been part of the Northwestern Medicine family. And when you're at Marion Joy, we take care of patients who have experienced an injury, an illness, or have some sort of congenital condition that requires some more intensive long-term therapy. And it's really a unique and beautiful place. We blend a lot of holistic treatments in a holistic environment, but also have the benefit of being a teaching hospital and a research institution. So the doctors and care team that we have are at the forefront of rehabilitation care.
And it says hospital, so you're inpatient. Is that true?
Indeed, we are an inpatient hospital. We're a little bit different than hospitals that most people are familiar with. So when we receive patients, they've typically just completed a stay in an acute hospital. So if you're familiar with some of our other sister hospitals like Central DuPage Hospital and Delmar Hospital, patients might be there just a couple of days. But when patients come to us at Marion Joy, they're with us for a couple of weeks. Most of our patients stay around 14 days. And during that time, they get 3 hours of intensive rehab at least 5 days a week. And we really focus on getting those patients ready to go back to their homes and transition back to the community.
Can you tell me what a typical patient experience is like? What brings them there? I know you mentioned it, but just kind of walk me through what it would be like for somebody that goes to Marion Joy.
Sure. So we care for all types of patients at Marion Joy. We have several clinical programs that we've supported over the years. So we have a stroke program, a brain injury program, spinal cord injury program. We also treat patients that have neuromuscular conditions, orthopedic conditions, and we have a pediatric program that we service as well. Overall, we have about 2,500 patients that come to Marion Joy in the course of a year.
Wow.
And so because rehab care is different than inpatient care, we do really focus on that therapy side of things in terms of offering physical and occupational therapy. So patients are with us for a couple of weeks, and they have access to our robust team of nurses and therapists. And we also leverage a lot of technology to help our patients heal. I was just talking to a patient actually just last week, and she kind of put the way that Marion Joy cares for patients, I think, that's better than I could, certainly. She said that she was unfortunately the victim in a car accident, and she said that the doctors at the hospital put her back together, but Marion Joy gave her life back in terms of getting her back up on her feet and able to go home and return to many of the normal activities she had participated in and done before her accident.
Tell me a little bit about that technology. I suppose it's ever-changing and probably pretty fascinating.
It is fascinating, and that is one of the benefits that Marion Joy has in terms of, you know, one, having access to the Northwestern Medicine System, but two, really having a long-standing commitment to using advanced technology to help our patients heal. So we really leverage the beauty of the brain in terms of the neuroplasticity and the brain's ability to change and heal in response to illness and injury. So we are very privileged and lucky to have a number of different technologies that we use. We have a system called the Balance Tutor to help patients who may have recently had a stroke or had some other neurological condition that impacts their balance. We use that in our inpatient rehab. We're actually only the second facility in the whole country to have that. And we also have a number of kind of exoskeleton technologies to help people regain their functioning in walking. So we're one of only a handful of hospitals in the area and in some cases the country to offer some of these exo-robotic technologies, you know, once again, to kind of help people get back on their feet after some sort of illness or injury.
I wonder what the staffing situation is like at a place like that. It sounds specialized. Is it hard to get people? And how do you maintain morale when it would strike me as a place where there's a lot of great stories to tell, but also a lot of trauma that's walking in the door?
There certainly is. And I think what I've learned since being a part of the Marion Joy team is really the interdisciplinary approach and the fact that the care team involves so many people. So you have the physicians on staff, we have advanced practice providers and residents, we have tremendous nurses and therapists who, you know, provide that care, you know, day to day. But we also have a number of other disciplines that contribute meaningfully as well. We have a robust spiritual care department, you know, kind of because of, you know, like you just described, you know, there's some very traumatically impacted patients that come to us as well as their families. We also have robust psychology services, you know, so we're really focused on healing the whole patient and the whole family when they're with us. So I think that I would say that the resilience and the eye toward the long-term goal and really working toward goals of getting patients back home, back to as much function as we can possibly give them is really galvanizing for our Marion Joy staff. So we're really in it for the long haul and dedicated to supporting our patients, not only while they're with us, but really also in the course of their life then after that illness or injury once they return back and maybe need ongoing support while they're in the community.
Yeah, I understand that you do a real good follow-up program. Bridget DiMarzo is the Director of Quality and Patient Safety, the leader at Marion Joy Hospital in Wheaton, Marion Joy Rehabilitation Hospital in Wheaton. Bridget, it's nice to talk to you. Good that you all are there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.